all that oil would get into the marshlands and also along the beaches and into some of the homeowners' properties and so forth. And that would make it very difficult then to remove that oil from those types of locations.
So we're talking even more drastic or dramatic than if we were to just have oil reaching land in a regular spill.
That would be correct, because this oil would be driven and pounded into the soil, and it would also be driven in further inland. And so instead of having a small area near the shoreline that would be damaged, you would have further inland in a much greater, more sensitive areas, especially in some of these wetland areas, where the water would be driven up the rivers and so forth, and that oil deposited then in a much larger area.
Obviously, folks have experience, some experience with cleaning up oil spills along coastlines, but is there much history of having to clean up so far inland?
I don't know if we really had a problem here where a tropical storm has, or a hurricane, has managed to also occur at the same time that we've had these kind of major spills. We did have Katrina. But what Katrina did was, when it came on shore, it destroyed some of the piping and so forth and distributors from the oil rigs, and that was a massive cleanup that they had a problem there with, and still cleaning up in some of the wetland areas. I think some of the estimates are pretty high in terms of exactly how much oil might have been spilled. So the problem is that with Katrina, they didn't have an oil spill. Katrina actually caused an oil spill near the pipelines and so forth. In this particular case, you have the oil sitting out there in a large portion of the ocean, and the wave and wind action could drive that on shore. Now, there's also an interesting side effect to this, and that is that with the oil in the water, that tends to reduce the evaporation rate of water, and there is some idea out there that this could possibly weaken a tropical storm before coming on shore, because tropical storms need the evaporation of water to drive them. And you might have a tropical storm come in and weaken, but you'll still get the same result. You'll still get the high winds and the wave action that will drive this oil inland.
What lessons do we learn from Katrina that might be useful if we have a tropical storm while oil is still in the water this time around?
I'm not quite sure we've learned any lessons other than the fact that it will be very difficult to clean up the oil. The oil, as I said, will be coating a lot of the wetland areas, the grasses and things like this. I think this is going to be something for the future that people are going to have to really think hard about. And that is our dependency, obviously, on oil and the president's decision to open up some of the offshore drilling on the East Coast as well as the Gulf Coast. I think what this brings into, hopefully, focus is that what happens if we did have a tropical storm occurring? And what happened to this tropical storm was the cause for this demise of this oil rig. We would never be able to get to it in time. I mean, it'd be out there for 3-4 days churning up the water and spreading this oil all over the place. And it would be even a greater damage than what we're probably looking at right now.